I think all the Venetian blinds I call blinds. When we have Venetian blinds, then I'd call it blinds.
And you hang your dresses up in the little place in the bedroom.
Closet.
And that's the kind that's built in the wall. Now, do you ever have a piece of furniture that you might hang things in?
Yeah.
You call that the...
Closet.
Wardrobe.
Yeah.
That's right. We had one, too.
You didn't call it the clothes press.
No.
But I've heard it called that.
But you didn't actually use it then yourself.
No, we used the wardrobe. But...
How about the kitchen? Did they ever have a separate kitchen built out in the back?
Summer kitchen?
Yes.
Well, that was more to the south. Although, I've known of it here, too.
Oh, yes. I know. People used to have them.
They didn't call the kitchen the cookhouse, though, or the kitchen house or anything like
that. No, that was always the kitchen.
The place they stored things in the kitchen, a separate room, a little alcove, you'd go to the...
Pantry?
Uh-huh. Did you have a pantry?
Pantry.
Did they ever call it the buttery?
Yeah.
Well, I never did.
I've heard it called,
but we never did. We always said pantry.
The piece of furniture in the bedroom that you store things in, like clothing...
Dresser.
Or...
Dresser.
Did they ever...
A bureau.
Do they still have bureaus?
Mm-hmm. Well, we just always call it a dresser. I never call it a bureau.
And the one that's just... let's see, a bureau or a dresser both have mirrors, don't they? Or they could have mirrors.
Most of it, yes. Uh-huh.
And...
chest of drawers is what we call the other.
And...
what did you call
it? Chest of drawers where there's no mirror. It's a little taller, more drawers.
Chiffonier.
Okay, the housewife doesn't do the complete cleaning of the house every day. You might say every day she just goes in and kind of...
Yes.
You ever say cleans up or tidies up?
Okay.
Or
mm-hmm.
Which?
Cleans up. I think I say more than tidy up.
I do too. Tidy up.
How about when after you eat a meal, there's the table. You got to do something to the table. You have to...
Clear the table.
My wife always reds up the table. I don't know where we get that. My mother did that, too.
Well, reds, that would be wrong, wouldn't it?
Well,
Reds.
Well, it's a sort of a originalism, I guess.
I don't think you'd find an R-E-D
no.
in the dictionary.
Not for that meaning, anyway. If you want to clean the porch, you'd probably sweep it with a...
Broom.
And where do you keep the broom?
In the closet, usually.
Do they call it a broom?
Broom
we
closet,
have a utility
yeah.
room.
Broom closet. They used to have broom closets,
mm-hmm.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they, in relationship to a door, if you didn't have a broom closet, you might keep it not in front of the door, but...
Behind the door.
Yeah, behind the door. Could be.
Mm-hmm. Theoretically, on Monday, the housewife does the...
Washing.
And on Tuesday she does the...
Ironing.
And the... before you walk in the front door of the house, you have to walk up on the front...
porch.
What would you say yours again?
Porch.
Okay. Is that different than a stoop?
I think so.
A stoop is just a few steps, isn't it?
Mm.
And a porch would be like we have a porch out here, wouldn't you call it that?
Yes, I would.
A stoop wouldn't have a roof over it?
Could, or not
sometimes
necessarily.
Sometimes they do have.
Sometimes they have just a little awning like
projection, sort of.
You wouldn't talk about a veranda, or a piazza, or a breezeway, no?
Breezeway.
It's a modern term, would you say?
Mm-hmm. Breezeway, we still, there are a lot of breezeways.
Sometimes between the garage and the house.
Mm-hmm. If you felt a draft on your feet, you'd tell somebody, please,
close the door.
And if you're a little bit angry, you might say, please.
Shut the door.
Today I drive a car. Yesterday I...
Drove.
And the boards on the side of the house you call the...